Ecco. Ma sotto il sigillo. Ok. Scar. Hashem is continue. It's been a while. Hakitz Haran and the Sheikh Neofa. On page Ayin Tes. Lefkoch Einenu Leboker HaGeula. So the question is, where are we now? Tav Shin Pei, it's a new year. We're learning about Pekida and Zechira. So Im Kain Ka'es Chaya. Anu Oimdim Al Miftan Hashlav Hasheni. Right now, we're standing on the threshold of the final Shlav, the Shlav of Zechira. Soit HaZechira. Shu Soit Bias HaRuach, which, remember, from the beginning of the Sefer, from what we've been learning, is the sod of the return of the Ruach to the bones of the Jewish people who have been dried throughout all the years of Golos. And the Ruach is returning. Shatovi Das Shleim Alam HaYoshev B'Tzion. We're returning to Eretz Yisrael. The Ruach Das Shleima is being restored to the Jewish people who are living in Eretz Yisrael. L'chayos chayei Shechina, and we're preparing to live a life of the Shechina, keguf echad, as one body, shebekir bo nishmas kodesh elyon, as one body within which there is the nishmas kodesh elyon of the entire Jewish people. V'neshem yitan atoy, but a person could have a taina. Shehaloi b'shlav harishon shel ha'geula, those who are old enough to remember the excitement in 1967, the excitement going back further, 1948, there was great excitement as we returned and we were returning and able to establish ourselves. There was an avira chazaka ma'od shel chayei am. There was a very strong feeling of us being once again a nation. Remember, the greatest difference between Golos and Geula is the difference between the individual as opposed to the whole. In Golos, we lived all the years as separate communities, like separate cells, but not as an entire organism. So that feeling of being a nation, of being a people, was stronger some years ago than it is now. A nation and not just separate individuals. Bokulam, thank you, Jeshka. Bokulam near to Mulivnais is Saarat Lehe'achez Ba. Beginning with the Aliyos at the end of the 19th century, the beginning of the 20th century, there was a very powerful, powerful movement to build the land and an excitement over the land. Vahargosas haklolim achazu ba'ofen amok ma'od b'tzibur. And there were these great, deep, and powerful feelings of being a tzibur, of being a nation, of being a people. Hargosas haklolim, as opposed to protim and bodedim, there was more of a feeling of am Yisrael. Umaw achidish bekriyazu l'sayr l'chaim shaltei beguf godl. So what chiddush is there now to awaken l'hazor l'chaim shotei beguf gadol, that feeling of being a cell as part of a great body? Zos v'od yesh atonim ki ha'gosh alum es cholfa v'ovra. So what chiddush is there now in these past few years? What have we felt? And not only that, there are those who would say, that this great national feeling, this Hagosha Lumis, I'm not talking about something political. We're talking about a tremendous feeling of being a nation as opposed to being just Jews all over the place. It seems, or people could say, that this hargosha, chalfa v'ara, has sort of disappeared. And once again, it's each person out for himself to make a lot of money, to have a better, a nicer dira, a nicer house, a better job. And as you saw, you know, that excitement of the chalutzim and of the war and of the am and of the people and of the tzibur seems to have faded. L'shtemusa haruchanis shakol echad. And even if it's not just a matter of physical well-being, but even spiritually, it's not a strong feeling of a nation. It's individuals making their own personal progress in their avodas Hashem and so on. Shekol echad mimush nekudas atzmuso, each person coming to his own realization. So those who would say that this whole national spirit has sort of disappeared. It was only for a short time, for a few years. And shuv, it seems like it's not shaykh to our generation. So the answer to this is shabemes kol hargoshes achazakas shechayom shahayu b'shlav harishon. The truth is that all of those powerful feelings of a nation that were there during that first shlav of the Pekida, especially at the time of after the Milchama and the state, the establishment of the state and the Milchamas and so on. Hayu haschol v'tiftuv shel ois, next page, shel ois ha-madrega, atzuma shetoyer kishemesh b'tzaraim. It was a little bit of a dripping, or a little bit of a taste, a little bit of a preview of the powerful light of the sun that's going to be revealed b'gmar tahalich ha-geula. At the end of the process of Geula, when the Zechir will be fully revealed, and from that little bit that we tasted, then we can have a sort of a sampling of what it's going to be like, and how great can this feeling of a nation be? Hagoshes Chayam, v'ukidivei Ramchal, and it says the Ramchal said, Shasharish ha'elyon shel apkida. Who has chira? That the higher sherish of the pekida that's going to ultimately be revealed is the chira. The gabe ha'alamusa b'dareinu. What about this disappearance recently of the great ideal of the Jewish people as a nation and so on? Dovizan ove mechesrona shlo kolula es klolus komas Yisrael baruchnis v'gashmius lachin b'sha shatam shlav binyan haguf nelmu hagosha shalomi mechay haguf. He says the reason for this is that the awakening that took place a short time ago, a generation ago, after the war, or really beginning in the 20th century, it did not include the entire coma of the Jewish people, not spiritually, not in Ruchnis and in Gashmius. And therefore, b'shasha tam shlav binyan haguf. Remember, the pekida is the time of the binyan haguf, the binyan of the Jewish, of the return of the Jewish people to physical well-being and health. So nelmul hargoshes halumi michayi haguf. So then, those feelings, when the guf was developed, so to speak, then the feelings, those great national feelings, disappeared michayi haguf. And what dildo there was a weakening. Ad es hisgalus of Madrega Achadasha. Until there's a hisgalus of the Madrega Achadasha. This is something which we see this all the time in Ruchnius, that in between one Madrega and another Madrega, when the first Madrega is nearing its coming to its completion, and before the second Madrega is kicked in, there's a general sense of weakening. He's going to explain much more about why this is and how this is. V'masha kosev Ramchal. And therefore the Ramchal told us, and we already know, that the light of the Pekida, that excitement, will be temporary. This is all predicted by Chazal. and Ramchal explained this at length, that there'll be the excitement of the return of the body of the Jewish people to health and coming back to Eretz Yisrael and building ourselves up and so on. But then there'll be a dildal la'achara, then there'll be a weakening afterwards. V'toshuv b'mloya, until finally, toshuv b'mloha b'schir, until finally, the body and the sense of the nation will return completely in all of its greatness at the time of the zechir. Lachain, therefore, av shahargoshos achazokas b'chayi amnamogu, even though it's true that the powerful feelings of a nation have sort of weakened or melted, and instead we see now that people are seeking their own personal fulfillment, either in Gashmius or in Ruchnius. That doesn't chas v'shalom mean that everything is finished and lost and it's not shaykh to our generation. Adrabba, kol oisa mahargoshes hayu tiftuf kal. The powerful feelings of nationalism and excitement that was in the last century was a little bit of a taste. Lifnei yizgalus hashemesh begvurasa, before the sun will be revealed in all of its power. Or hashchina b'mlotu ufasa, the light of the shchina in its wholeness. And we have to prepare ourselves for this hizgalus hevuach that's going to take place. Beis ha-pekida, at the time of the pekida, hargoshos ha-lu'umim savuvu saviv ha-bechina chitzaynis. During the last century, the pekida, the feelings of nationalism, the national feelings of a people, really revolved around the bechina chitzaynis, an external, more of an external, superficial aspect of the Jewish people. Sod binyan haguf, the building of the body of the Jewish people. Ha'aliyah la'aretz, and then that was the return to Eretz Yisrael, the aliyah la'aretz, the physical return. Val milchama b'tzar mosanu, and the wars that we had against our enemies. Ha'kol shir ha'kayim ha'ruchani shal Yisrael b'sod ha'neshama. However, the spiritual life of the nation, besod haneshama, the sod hashchina of the shchina, v'iskalus Yisrael b'marachos hapnimiyas, and the iskalus, the binding together the Jewish people, as far as the inner life of Am Yisrael is concerned, b'torah mitzvos b'klolus oylem hadas, besod mercha v'chaim aruchnim she Yisrael, hini kol zeh adayin lo nolad. All of this has not yet been born. V'lo hurgash b'klolus ha'om b'madrigoso haruya l'chaye am b'gulosa. And if we don't feel yet that we're at the madrega for the nation to be completely redeemed at this point. Okay, so gia hashor lahargish as dofek chaye ha'am b'rivadim haruchniim shabo. So the time now has come for us to feel, to begin feeling the pulse of the life of the nation on the levels of spirituality, of ruchnius, not just building the guf. And when this great light of general life will appear, al sidri avodas Hashem, and will influence and affect the seder of avodas Hashem, va'omek chayenu haruchniim, and the depths of our spiritual lives, azay tivoled tviya pnimis aza, then there will be born a powerful inner demand, l'chonein pe'al, l'chonein mokam chayim merkazi, to establish a center of life, lahaviyaseinu haruchanis, for our spiritual existence. Sod beis hamikdash, a tremendous demand and a longing to have the beis hamikdash. Shiyovel de bitui es nukudas achduseinu b'merachav chayim zeh, because only through the beis hamikdash can there be a true expression of this longing that we have to be a great nation, not just physically, but spiritually, in Ruchnius. It's like, during the Pekida, I mean, the whole Sefer is going to explain what's happening now more and more in greater detail, but it's like, during the Pekida, so, it's like the gym of the Jewish people was in full operation. The gym. The fitness center. So we return to a state of national fitness. That's what was happening during the 1900s, the 20th century, the late 19th, 20th century, the beginning of the 21st. There was this great longing for national health and fitness. I think they have in America something like that, National Health and Fitness Day. I don't remember. I thought I heard that. But there was a tremendous, tremendous longing after the years of Galus being broken into a million pieces physically and spiritually. There was this time of a return to national health and fitness. And we spent the last century, for the most part, working out, working in the land, fighting the wars. And that brought to a certain level of excitement, a feeling of health and a feeling of well-being. All that is part of the Bakida. But now now that all of this time has been spent developing this national health and fitness center, what is missing, of course, is the Beis HaMikdash. What's missing is the Beis HaMikdash, the Sanhedrin, Nevuah, and Malchus. So that, we don't have that. We don't have that yet. We have much greater national health and fitness, but we don't have, now that we've matured to that point, like a child that was raised and is doing very well and is very healthy, but doesn't have yet the Beis HaMikdash. Doesn't have yet the yeshiva, doesn't have that pnimius. B'makom kodesh ze, nisroimim el chag ha-pesach, begadlus ha-aros ha-shechina shel am sholei. We can't even imagine it. You know, there's a beautiful set of svarim, these machzorim that came out around 25 years ago. The one in Yom Kippur was just redone recently. I don't have it yet, but I saw that it was redone from the Machon HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, where you have on the Shalosh Regalim, it's a machzor that has in it also drawings, many, many hundreds of drawings that they have from the Machon HaMikdash of what was going on in the Beis HaMikdash and discussions in Halacha of all different inyanim and in Machshava, all different inyanim regarding what it was like being in the Beis HaMikdash Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkos, so far from us, so far from our reality, what it was like, Aliyah L'Regel, what it was like being in the Beis HaMikdash. What was Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash? That feeling of being part of a great nation, not only because the Arabs are attacking us and we are collectively fighting against them, or we're developing the pride that we have when we come to Yerushalayim, we see all of the building and what's happening in our land, but the presence of the Shechina and Kedusha. He says, for example, in Chag HaPesach, Begadlus Ha'aros HaShechina Shel Am Shalem, V'Nosuv Soviv HaKohen Gadol, B'Seid Avadis Yom Kippurim. So like we said at the end of the Avodah of Yom Kippur, all of these things we saw with our eyes, but our hearts are broken, that we don't have it anymore. A long time ago we saw this. We can't even imagine what it was like. During the Avodah of Yom Kippur, if a person is concentrating, you can take a little bit of a trip back to that time to imagine what it was like when there was a Korban Pesach and when there was a Kohen Gadol in the Avodah of Yom Kippur. The said of Yom Kippurim, Goy Shalom, an entire nation, B'tu'ufas Kodesh Atzuma, in a tremendous ascent of holiness, Yochus Yeschayev Haruchni B'mloy Oishem Mitzuyusam, that was able to feel its spiritual existence, B'mloy Oishem Mitzuyusam, in all of the great wealth, Tviyakazu Adayin Lanolda. This demand of the national soul of the Jewish people. The national body of the Jewish people has been getting a lot better over the past 100, 150 years. Unbelievable compared to what it was like. But the national soul, Adayin Lanolda. Rayonos Elo Odom Begeder Shecholom Ptushtash. Therefore, all of these thoughts, all of these things that we're describing now, it's like a dream that's metushtash, that's blurred, that's unclear. Kadam apogesh havaya muhekes mahaviyasa, like a person that encounters something that's very far from his actual experience. I remember how emotional my father's was when we went in 1967. We went to Kever Rachel. And my father was so emotional about that. More than when we went to the Kaisel. That's just when the Kaisel was opened up. It wasn't anything like it is now. It was just a little part of it. There was garbage and all kinds of the Arabs made over there. And the army was trying to clear out the mess. It was just a little area like this wide by the Kaisel. But my father, we were excited there, but then we went to Kever Rachel. It's not like it is now with all the walls and the whole thing. It's mamish just in the open. And my father, so he said to me, you know, every single Jewish home in Europe, we had a painting of Kever Rachel on the wall. And he said, my mother used to light candles that were there by that painting of Kever Rachel. My father said it was like something that it wasn't real, you know, it was just a painting. It wasn't something, it was like a dream, but it's not something that was real. My father said that, but there really is a Kever Rachel. You know, this is, and when we went there, it was just, all of these madrigas of the Beis HaMikdash and Mara Kohen and all of these things, they're very far from our national experience, from us now as a people to feel such a thing. It's very far. Ein hemur goshem ki chisaron bebosa achai. Do any of us really feel like Tisha B'Av that we're chalishing, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? Chalishing on Yom Kippur that we don't have? We say these things in a little bit of a krach, but it's like a dream. It doesn't really register with us, all of these things about the Beis HaMikdash and about the Jewish people going up Aliyah L'Regel. It doesn't really register with us. Ein hemur goshem ki chisaron bebosa achai. It's not felt like something that's mamish missing from, like when a person is hungry for something, it's mamish missing. Something that your very life depends on and needs. We don't feel a need. All of us can imagine living till 120 without having the Beis HaMikdash, without having the whole thing. It's not something we experienced. This is because over all of the many, many centuries of Galus and all of the years, we've gotten used to serving Hashem spiritually just in our own shuls and shtiblach and svardim and ashkenazim and different kehilas and each person, you know, in his own way. And we don't have this sense of an Am Yisrael, an Aliyah L'Regel, and all of us going in with the Kohen Gadol somehow into the Kodesh Kedoshim. It's very far from us. If we would really be living a life of a nation spiritually, with that feeling of achdus in ruchnius, that's expressed through our avoda and Torah mitzvahs, the lack of a Beis HaMikdash and the seder ha'avoda and the seder of the avoda Beis HaMikdash, Korban Pesach, not having a Korban Pesach, Balila Regal, not having a Lila Regal, Hayu Dokrim Ma'od, it would all be stabbing at us. Dokrim Ma'od. It would be stabbing at our hearts. It would be hurting us. Like the Tzaddikim who, like I told you once, that Rav Kook Chavrusa was saying, they used to learn in a certain little shtiebel someplace, him and this Chavrusa. Can you imagine? Chavrusa was a very great person. I don't remember the name. And he says they were learning a sugi in the Gemara in Kodshim, something in Hinyan of Kodshim, and Rav Kook was sobbing uncontrollably. They were learning halacha, they were learning something. And the Chavrusa said to Rav Kook, he asked, what is it? And he said, our hearts are broken, we don't have any of this. So the Chavrusa said, it hurts me too, but I'm not getting so worked up about it. So Rav Kook said, you're not a Kohen, I'm a Kohen. But that sensitivity, Rav Kook said, I'm a Kohen. Nowadays, the greatest you can squeeze out of that, you know, is that I'm a Kohen, how come the other Kohen got the Aliyah and I didn't get it? You know, it's my turn or something. Or I'm a Kohen, a certain pride to go up to Duchen or something, which is sweet, but this to feel that it's unbearable to be without the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is what unified us as a nation, as a people together. It was our world headquarters. L'havdol elf, infinite havdolos. Last year, remember when the embassy went up, right? And I don't know about you. I'm sure you all. I felt like I was going to explode with pride. No, I felt like this is unbelievable. And Sof kol sof, what is it? It's a political union, and it came because the president of the United States said it, and it's an American place, not us. It's an American presence in Yerushalayim, and still we felt something about it that was big. I don't know. I felt like it was a big thing, like it somehow. It was reaching everybody, this inyan of, and that was only because there was a guy in Washington who said, yeah, I think, you know, it's time that we recognize. Because he said in Washington, which is, what is that? But there was this iris of a tiny little bit of a taste of an inyan of Yerushalayim is our place, and that it came in such a way. But there was this iris, a little bit of that feeling of it being that mokum of Am Yisrael, not just something which is, you know, beautiful and historical and interesting and exciting to go to visit and so on. So we would feel the stab, like Rav Kook felt. Koavim ke'ev chad, we would feel a sharp pain. The stories of tzaddikim, they would come to the Kaisel, they would come up to Yerushalayim, they would crawl on their knees, sobbing and howling and crying. And we could walk around the old city, you know, holding an Arctic, you know, licking some ices or an ice cream, or sitting in the pizza shop when you're 200 meters away from the, you know, you're in the old city, and you're in the walls of the old city. You could be sitting there, and it's not, it's just not, it doesn't hurt. This would stab at us. It would be a sharp pain. Like a person who's missing something that he needs to live. Something very necessary that he needs to live. We feel that physically. We feel that if anything is missing with our army in Eretz Yisrael, or if the government is collapsing, we feel very, very nervous and very frightened. We feel that when the health and fitness center is jeopardized, we get scared. We feel scared. We feel scared about the Iranian, you know, threat. And these are things that are scary. When our body is being threatened and our life is being threatened, but we don't feel it when it comes to the absence of the Beis HaMikdash. We don't feel it with the Ruchnias. Ach hatardema amukahi. Because sof kol sof, the tadema, the sleep of Golus is very, very deep. And therefore, our entire tfisa, our entire grasp of the Yom HaTovim, of the Chagim, is still small. What's a yontif? What does it mean, Pesach and Shavuos? It's still small. The Erech HaChaim, the way of life that we became used to, all of the years of Golus. Now, like when they had the duchening by the duchening on Chol Hamoed by the Kaisel, you saw the. So I don't know how many, they said how many people there were there, Knein Har, or the pictures that we saw, as I mentioned during Slichas, by the Sardis of Slichas, that there were, it looked like tens and tens of thousands, but there wasn't an inch that was empty going all the way up to the bus. There wasn't anything, the spot that was empty. You couldn't only see people. And they were not all religious people. They were Jews that came. And to say that we're the Baruch Shalom's people in his place. Then there's like a certain avirav of what it could be like, a little tiny bit of a taste, a tiny, tiny little bit of a taste of what it could be like, or what it's going to be like. Hatsir hamushlam kiyom shalel ha-seder. The greatest picture that one could have of the night of the Seder, it's a beautiful family being happy, sitting around a Seder table. Mapa levana with a white tablecloth, veneiros dolkim and candles lit. Everybody's healthy and well, and the children are there, and the Eniklech are there, and everybody's singing Mandishtana. What could be better than that? That's the most beautiful thing in the world. That's in your house, not in the hotel, of course. Not so if they're already advertising for Pesach in the newspapers. You have to start already. Siyo shel Yom HaKippurim nigun mi beis Ava. The highest and greatest climax of Yom Kippur is to hear a nigun mi beis Ava. You know the nusach of beis Ava. The nusach. And to hear a nigun from the nusach of Yom Kippur. Hamevilas Urus Lev, and it brings to his service of the heart, L'Pchia Hamativa Samachsa, and it causes the tears to drip onto the Machsa. And that's good stuff, but that's pretty much as far as it goes. Achain, Siyim Noim Heim Liyochid. These are beautiful, beautiful experiences, beautiful, exciting experiences of Pesach and Yom Kippur for an individual. Ach lo l'shleimus am HaKadosh, but this is not the shleimus of the Jewish people. That particular Seder table, everything is just right, or a beautiful niggin, or something moving, you know, in Yom Kippur. B'chaye am, in the life of the nation, b'gdulas ruach shel shechina elyona, with the greatness of spirit that's going to be when the shechina is felt amongst us. Yu asim adirim b'shiurim l'bli heker. These siim, these climaxes, are going to be more powerful than beyond anything we ever could dream of or recognize. Ke'ezer retet shel kedusha v'or v'chaim b'yom kippur ma'kayim etzleinu. Because what, even the trembling and the excitement and the feeling of a Yom Kippur that we have, how could that compare? Yochel eshtavus l'maimed ha'kohen gadol. Next page, l'maimed ha'kohen gadol b'kodesh kedoshim yom kippurim, to the maimed of the Kohen Gadol coming into the Kodesh Kadoshim in Yom Kippur. K'shemareyu k'malach elokim, where he looked mamash like the Kohen Gadol looked like a malach elokim. B'tseisu b'sholom in HaKadosh, when he would come out b'sholom from the Kodesh Kadoshim. B'behiru slichas Hashem, and then it would be so clear that Hashem had forgiven the entire Jewish people. That there was mechila. There was slicha mechila kapar for all of Am Yisrael. When the Kohen Gadol would walk out from the Kodesh Kedoshim, and we would see the Kohen Gadol, he carried upon his face Hashem's love for the entire Jewish people, and every single Jew could see that. Everybody saw that. It was clear. Everybody felt it. V'behi v'slichas Hashem ha-mezgal v'niris la'ein kol b'loiv en loshna ha-zahiris, when the loshna ha-zahiris by the seer la'Hashem, when it would turn white, and everybody knew it was an open, clear miracle, a sign that Hashem forgave the entire Jewish people as a nation, as a people. It doesn't mean that as individuals we didn't have to work out our inyanim, but it meant Hashem's love for Am Yisrael was there and was felt and was clear. Umawa Asher Yishav L'chol Hamoni Beis Yisrael HaKorim Mishtachvim L'Shem Hashem HaMafurish HaYotz MiPiv. What do we have nowadays that could compare to what it was like when we would hear the Shem HaMafurish, that they would hear Hashem's name come out from his mouth of the Kohen, Kedusha V'Tahara. Begilui Shechina Adira, the Shechina was openly revealed. What family celebration, as best as it is, as good as it is, a wonderful family having a yontif. Eze simcha v'shiva soviv shulchan mishpach achas could compare Yashu l'simchas ha-kodesh l'ahalal ha-nemer al-yidei kol Yisrael ke'achor. How could you compare it to the hal that would be said by the Jewish people as at the same time as a nation? B'vikudim el-yoinim al-gagas Yerushalayim, as is described in Pesachim, how on the rooftops of all of Yerushalayim, all of the rikudim, the dancing that was going on, lach ha-achilas, after the Jews would finish eating the korban Pesach, the dancing that would take place. We have this thing when we finish the Seder, when it's time for the children to go to sleep at the end of after Chagadya, so we sing the Shana, like everybody does, we sing the Shana Habab Yerushalayim, and we make this little choo-choo train. We did that when the children were little, and we make this train, and we go all around, and I stand at the front, and I We're going to Yerushalayim, we're going to Yerushalayim. And the kids would hold on to us, and we would go, and I would go out outside the door a little bit and come back into the house. Like the kids do it now. They're ready grown-ups, you know, with their own kids. So they do it now, but it's like just, you know, don't make daddy feel bad, you know. But it's not like it used to be. It's like, you know, all right. So I see they're ready, like, doing that, you know. So I told them, even if you don't have that anymore, but your children are behind you, holding on to you. So we got to make the train strong. You got to try to feel this. But it's so hard not to become, over the years, to become like, you know, a little bit cynical and worn out. And I'm not talking about 70, 80-year-old people. But, you know, to feel that Lashon HaBa B'Yerushalayim, and to feel a little bit of a taste of what it was like. Can't even imagine what it was like in Yerushalayim. Not just in Yerushalayim, but especially when millions of people would be up in Yerushalayim and families together. We can't compare this, what it was like, a halal, lach ha'achilas kazayis mekarim pesach, begili or ha'kodesh, ha'medash nish nish meseinim, v'tuv beis Hashem, v'mishef ha'nevuasa, the shef of nevuah, and the shechina, and or Hashem that was shining into our lives. And that will be, Mish Hashem. Ergas ha'kodesh, this longing for holiness, zohar ha'nevuah, and the brilliance, the shining light of prophecy, simchas ruach ha'kodesh. But the Simchas Beis Hashoei was Misham Shav and Ruach HaKadosh, meaning regular Jews came to the Beis HaMikdash, and we were breathing in Ruach HaKadosh, Shoyav and Ruach HaKadosh, and the Beis HaMikdash standing and watching the Tzaddikim dancing, and each one of us was felt within us the breath of Ruach HaKadosh, Dveikus HaNeshamas, Taharas HaRuchais, Ve'eden HaNefashas, Bebayis Hagadol VaKadosh, in the Beis Hamikdash, Heim LaEin Erech V'Shiyah Mikol Mashenucha Lachshav LaTzayim. We're talking Mesgeres Chayah Yachid, Avodasos Hashem. We can't picture or imagine this in our own individual Avodas Hashem with our families. Well, we can't imagine this. Nesakim V'Noimar. So let's summarize and to say, Shehesayrus Omnam Hechelu B'Mesgeres Achayim Achitzaynus. There was a great hesaris over the past period of time as far as the external life of the Jewish people is concerned. There has been a great hesaris in that as far as the national well-being, health, fitness, security, and so on of the Jewish people. And because of that, that gave birth to a very powerful feeling of Am Yisrael, the Jewish nation, the Jewish people, that we didn't have all the years in Europe and in Spain and Morocco. We didn't have all that feeling. And there was a great surge of that feeling of health and of being a people, of being a nation, as opposed to just being individuals. But now we're ready for Shlav Beis. We're ready now for the Zechira. And in between, as we learned in the last parak, in between there is this waning, this weakening. It's sort of a disappointment and a letdown. And there's a period of time in between and things weaken. The time has come for his service, b'shir ha'kem ha'pnimi, the inner life of the Jewish people. To give birth to emotions of holiness, powerful emotions of holiness. By goyis Torah chayit tefillah of Oisha mitzvah, in our learning of Torah and the life of davening and Aisha mitzvahs and the hamleim urevoyim ma'or hashchina u'megodol chayenu haklalim, that should be filled, that need to be filled with the light of the Shechina and that great general life of the Jewish people. Dovez ayinsaych oitzmais adirois l'kol binyan hakayedish l'kol avadis Hashem. This will pour tremendous and powerful holiness to the whole binyan of our Avodas Hashem, tefillas kol yachid v'yachid, and each individual person's davening, l'kiyum mitzvos and the kiyum and being mekayim mitzvos. Even, you know, the thought that a person like that the mekubalim and the tzaddikim were miyasa, that we should say before we do a mitzvah, l'shem yuchu k'tshubu yuchu, l'b'shem kol Yisrael, B'shem Kol Yisrael. And as we've been learning, and we're going to learn more about in the Sefer, where he speaks a great deal about the union of Pnimius HaTorah. When you learn Pnimius HaTorah, the subject of Pnimius HaTorah is the life of the Jewish people, not just the individual. And it generates this feeling of B'shem Kol Yisrael, that my mitzvahs, my learning, everything in my life is connected to the life of every other Jew. Noisif and Nitzayin. Ke'edim Anulis Beres Hagoshes Chai Ha'am. We see that there is this crumbling of this feeling of the life of a people. It's sort of coming apart, not getting stronger. Hagoshes Halumim Holchim Medaldalim. We don't even have the great pioneering spirit that was in the last century. We don't see that really anymore, or very little. V'imam naladim mashbeim rabim, and we're going through tremendous difficulties and great mashbeim, crises. Achdavaza enim ebnesha hargoshes elo hayu inyan rigiv cholayf. But we shouldn't think chas v'shalom that it means that all of the feelings that we had of that national awakening was just for a brief time and it's gone and we'll never have it again. V'shor she'inin hu ha'ishtahus ma'yikitza apnimis. The reason that there's this great weakening by the Jewish people now is because things are schlepping out. It's taking a long time. It's been delayed. It's schlepping out. Remember I told the story on Yontif and what the Rishonim said about the guy that went to Daven from the village. He didn't know anything about Davening, and he came Rosh Hashanah, and he saw everybody was crying, and he started to cry. And everybody was, remember I told the story on Yontif? And then he couldn't understand it. He thought everybody was, first they were crying, he didn't know anything about Davening, first they were crying because they were hungry. So he started to cry because he was also hungry. And then everybody, because they were crying because they were saying the Sanatoykev, right? And then it came to Ein Kisva, and he saw everybody was singing and happy. So he figured, well, I guess they remembered that the tzimis is, the longer it cooks, the better it gets, right? So everybody is now happy because the tzimis is getting better because it's taking a long time. So. But then Ein Kisva ended, and again they came to something and they started to cry again. So he said, why are they crying now? It's the tzimis is getting cooked even better. So the visioner screamed out, because we can't take it anymore. We can't wait anymore. How much longer can we go on waiting for this tzimis? So, at some point, what he's saying is that shoroshenin hu ishtahus ve'akitzai apnimis. There's this schlepping out, this delay of that return of the inner soul of Am Yisrael. It's been taking so long. It's been delayed. It's schlepping out. Misayrus karmas adas. Because when you're finishing up one madrega, and the next madrega hasn't really developed, that's a bad time. As I said, in between, when you're in that place, like Hamavda ben Karsh Lechol ben Olo Cheshbon Salamim, when you're in that place of Havdala, when you're finishing one madrega, and you're going to a different madrega, there's always some feeling of emptiness and sadness. There's always a weakening. There's always a weakening. It's that time, that the whole time of being a teenager. What is that time? The Baruch Shalom made such a strange time. Instead, it could have been just nice that you go from being a sweet little innocent kid and then you go to being an adult. And you wouldn't have to go through the teenage years. What are those years from 13 to 20? Now with the men, it's like 13 to 40, 45. But what are those years? What are those years? They're not like this, it's not like that. You finish being a kid, but you're not in a place where you understand. So it's filled with anger and with tinyness and with pimples and with stuff and in yonim with girls, like weird feelings and guys and not knowing what to do with all this stuff. And it's just weird. Teenagers. I don't have to explain to it. It's one madrega, different madrega if you have mazel, so it's a little bit easier than that. But it's an Indian that's a strange time. They go through such pain and angst, and they go through such Because it's nishtahe nishtahe, the whole life is like not here or there. Like on the one hand, they've become somewhat physically developed, but the Beis HaMikdash hasn't opened for business, you know? So here, like, I'm like some sort of a grown-up, because I got grown-up feelings with my body, and I got tivus, and I got all this stuff, but the Beis HaMikdash isn't open. So the National Health and Fitness Center is like everything is great, and I'm all set, and I'm ready, and then it comes teenage time. So there's no Beis HaMikdash. There's no companionship of marriage. It's just that funny time in between, and that the time in between time is always a very, very difficult. It's always very difficult in between. It's like engagement. People have chas nakala. Engagement is usually the worst time. Not always. If they live in different places, not so bad. But if they see each other, it's always bad. Because not here, not there. It's this shlav ended, and now we're ready for the shlav of marriage. But it's not. So it's there's that terrible situation of in between. And those years of in-between, when I said before about being 30, 40, 50 years old and still being a teenager, it's not a joke. I mean, I make jokes about it. Lamaisa, it's not funny. It's not funny. It's true. What's going on is true. You know, men not growing up and the women wanting to move on with their lives and the men, like, you know, like so far behind usually. And then you have, by the girls also, there's a tremendous amount of silliness and immaturity and wanting to be grown up as far as it comes to physical things, but spiritually being so underdeveloped and immature and thinking that they know everything. They know nothing, but they think they know everything. And it's a very difficult time. It's a very painful time. So that's where we are, and that funny time. Kikshamadrega ba einena mispatachas. Gam kadmoseh misrofifas. Then what happens is that even the earlier madregas begin to experience a weakening. It's interesting, you'll see that teenagers, whatever they call growth, but teenagers, that they have no motivation, no energy. Here he's at the healthiest time of his life. The guy is 18 years old. It's not going to get better than that. The guy's 18 years old. And ashluft, and he doesn't have the strength to do this, and he wants to sleep. He can't get up for shul. What's the matter with you? He has no strength. He has no strength. I remember my son told me he was going through that. He said, you know, he's got low energy. I said, what? Low energy? What are you, a battery or something? But that's what it is now. There's like, that's not a new thing. But low energy. What's the matter with the energy? You're a healthy guy. You know, you see, like, walking to davening, and it's like nobody has any kaiches, and it's like, so it's strange that there's a weakening even when it comes to like motivation, physical things. There's an overall sense of weakness. Machmas hayoyvesh b'mayana chayim, because there's a drying out. Because you see, the body was ready for a certain type of a life. It was ready for a certain type of excitement, and then it's not time. So then there's a drying out. There's a feeling of disappointment and discouragement. And it's natural. And the Jewish people feel that now. There was this excitement, and now we're getting ready for this chira, but there was sort of a havdalah, you know. There's a break, and there's something in between, and it's hard to bear. So there was all that excitement, and then it sort of, nothing happened. Mashiach didn't come, and so there's like, you know, everything is weak. And dry. It's the painful interruption in the progress of the Jewish, of the nation towards its ultimate destiny and goal. There's an interruption. There's some sort of a break. And that break is what we're experiencing these last years, last whatever it is, 20, 30 years, plus really it's more, 40 years, 50 years, and it's very, very, very painful. It's very painful. Oh, we're going to continue, Mr. Shem, to understand how this plays out much more than mice. So we'll continue next week, Bez Hashem.